Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Are you confused about high fructose corn syrup, its name and reputation? Well, today, Ellen and I are going to lay out some facts for you, and we're going to help you clarify in this segment that we call it Food in the News. So, I don't know about you, but, you know, I started seeing all sorts of different funky names show up in my packaging. Before it was all, you know, HFCS, which I quickly learned that was the short name for high fructose corn syrup. But then I started seeing some names like maize syrup or glucose syrup, tapioca syrup, fruit fructose, crystalline fructose, and being the little paranoid that I am about food, I started to investigate, and lo and behold, all those things are exactly the same. They all mean high fructose corn syrup. And I was wondering, you know, why are we seeing all these different names? Oh, hey, Ellen. So I was, you know, wondering why we see all these different names. And it ends up, I think everyone kind of started to catch on that high fructose corn syrup isn't such a great idea to have a lot of. So the industry wanted to get different names on their packaging, so not to scare the consumers and maybe to trick them a little bit. And so that's why we started seeing all these different names come up. And at the end of the day, it's good for us to be informed and know that they all still mean the same thing, high fructose corn syrup. So Ellen, have you also seen all these different names and packages that I've been talking about?
Oh my gosh, it just drives me crazy. I try so hard to be on top of things, and then they switch it out, and then they, because they know, you know, the media begins to spread the word, we begin to spread the word that some of these things are not something that we want to be eating and feeding our kids. So they get a little clever and start changing it up on us. And it's very hard for us, whose job is to stay on top of it, to do that. And for the consumer, it is almost impossible. But the and it's frustrating. It's just plainly frustrating. We've got now high fructose corn syrup turning into, they're going to start calling just fructose or fructose syrup. So it doesn't sound so bad, but really, the difference is the concentration of the fructose, and they've just gone from a 50-50 to a 90-10. So explain to everyone, Carolina, why that is an issue. It's just, we just have to inform people so we can make good decisions.
Yeah, I think you're talking about some cereals, right? Instead of just calling it what it is, high fructose corn syrup, they changed the product a little bit, and that way there's a different name, and so they can still put it in the front of the box saying there's no high fructose corn syrup, but really what you're eating is just a modified version of it. And I think, you know, if you're trying to avoid a lot of sugar, which we all should, especially for our children in the morning, then that becomes very confusing. You're thinking you're buying a product that it's better for them, but it's not. It just has a different version of the same product in the back. And so I think that, you know, first of all, high fructose corn syrup, I want to say what that is, because I think it can get kind of confusing. All that really is corn syrup that they added some enzymes to change some of the glucose into fructose. So why do they do that? Because it makes it much sweeter than just table sugar, much sweeter than just corn syrup. So if you think about it, it's very economical for the industry. They can use less of and have products that are just as sweet, and it's much cheaper ingredient than most natural sugars because it's evolved from corn. And unfortunately, we all know there's, you know, a ton of corn. Most of the corn in the U.S. and in the world now is genetically modified, so it's mass produced and it's cheap. So at the end of the day, you don't really know where the corn is unless it specifically says it, if there's corn syrup in there. And then if there is high fructose corn syrup, all this, it made your product much sweeter than it used to be. So the industry kind of got crazy and started adding it to everything.
Let me hear.
So basically what I'm trying to say is, so this is what happened, right? They, when it came out, my understanding of it, when it came out, they were using it so it was a cheaper ingredient. But then the industry went nuts and started to adding to everything, every sort of prepackaged and product that was out there on the shelf that needed to be shelf stable and needed to be sweet. They started to add high fructose corn syrup. And slowly but surely, everyone started to get used to it. And the sugar become even more sugar addicted and need more of it. So things needed to be sweeter. So what does the industry do? Just bump up the amount of high fructose corn syrup in the product. So over the years, this has contributed not only to the crazy childhood obesity and the adult obesity issues, but early onset diabetes, early onset heart disease, and all these chronic disease patterns that derive from eating, the cumulative effect of eating too much sugar. And I think what's worse than that is the fact that by adding, just continuously adding, it's tilted the scale of what we think is sweet and not sweet. And what I mean is, you know, as a child, you are starting to form your taste buds and starting to taste things. So if you eat an apple, you bite into an apple, you think it's sweet, it's a fruit. But slowly over the years, if that child is given a lot of products that have some high fructose corn syrup or that are candy and extremely processed and high sugar, their idea of what's sweet becomes anything is compared to those products. So for example, candy bar. So all of a sudden, an apple is not that sweet anymore because they're comparing it to the candy bar. So their scales get tilted so badly that they become sugar obsessed and craved with sugar, and they're no longer able to enjoy natural sugars from biting into an apple. And that just, that I think that's one of the worst side effects of this all, don't you think, Ellen?
It's escalated. What they've done is, in summary, is they've just made the sugar so dense that it changes our body's receptivity.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. So then we are all perceiving as natural foods are not as sweet anymore, and we're craving more sugar, and we've become this society eating way too much sugar and being obsessed and addicted to sugar, which is very dangerous. But let's talk about some good news. The good news is, if you look in the packaging and look for some of those words that I was talking about, anything that says fructose syrup or glucose syrup or maize syrup, tapioca syrup, those are all going to be your concentrated, dense kind of sugar, what you want to avoid. What you want to look for when you look for products that are dessert types or products that you know have sugar in it, you want to look for things like plain sugar, or honey, or brown sugar, or sweetened with fruit juice. Even better, right? Sweeten it with 100% fruit juice. Those are the kind of products you want to buy for yourself and for your family. So if you read the ingredients, that's the best way to avoid high corn fructose syrup. And the best yet is, if you make those at home, you can add your own sweeteners. And exactly the same thing, adding honey, adding plain sugar, adding brown sugar. Those are the main type of natural sugars that you can do. And still, moderation is key. You want to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, and then reserve just as a treat every once in a while to have those things that were sweetened with additional sugar. So I hope I helped clarify a little bit for you guys what high fructose corn syrup is, the other names and forms that it comes with, and inspired you to try to avoid them and replace them with natural sugars. For more information about this, recipes, ideas, and so much more, visit us at www.kidkritics.org. We are also on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter. In the meantime, make sure you take care of yourselves and eat well, stay well.